Diggity-saving Pete. All right, we're sitting down. Episode 3 of Love Island catch-up podcast. We haven't really figured out exactly what name it is.
We did. It's Podchat.
Oh, Podchat. My bad. We've got two newbies joining us today, though, from our hit squad, Mary and Shelley.
Hello. How are we going?
Avid Love Island.
Avid Love Islanders.
Fans, yeah.
Callie Borg, obviously here, the EP of the Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules show.
Hello again.
Jules is not here today, but I'm here. Dustin Skipworth as well.
Our numbers are dwindling and then we're picking up and it's going all over the shop. I like
That's
it.
That's okay. Use and abuse our opinions right now. It's fine. Go for it.
It's kind of like the season though, right, isn't it? Like you kind of like don't have people at the
These
beginning.
These are intruders.
Yes.
Yes.
And did Jules get kicked off? Did she not have a partner then?
Jules.
She being no couple up?
So does this mean you and I are coupled up, Dustin?
I think
we're
so.
We're coupled up, yes.
Well, Mary, we are. We're in the double trouble.
I'm glad I've got Shelley as my couple up. God, look at her.
I might be dumping you, Dusty, for Shelley.
Hey, I'm sure you would not be the only person to
Shelley
do that.
Shelley Q on the socials, everybody.
Oh, gosh.
Did you get the start for the Love Island? They didn't hit you to be an intruder?
I feel like I would not go down too well on that show.
I've got a quick opinion. I almost think that the newer intruder girl looks a bit like Shelley in
Anna.
Some angles.
Really?
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anna.
Yeah. She is hot AF.
She's
as
so
well.
Hot. And I remember looking at her and going,
Shelley's like, yeah, that's me.
That's my twin.
All right. So let's break down the show. Callie, I know you took notes last night because of the amazing producer that you are. So let's break down the show. It was a big one. The first intruders and a bit of switching going on last night.
First intruders, but the funny thing that happened last night was it was the first challenge.
Oh, yes.
We haven't had a challenge yet. And my favourite thing about these challenges is it is the skimpiest bikinis and then these big dirty runners.
Yeah.
It's so
the
funny.
The slow run, I love the slow-mo. I know that if I was in it, all you'd see is cellulite going. So I'm glad I'm not on the show. That is the worst
slow run down that hill and they're like, oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you've got to be a hot slow runner.
They're like, what can we do here? Let's just do Baywatch over and over again. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what it is.
Sex sells, baby. So the challenge last night was basically matching up a secret that someone had confessed with the person that you think it was. Mm-hmm. And to match that, you had to kiss the person that you think it was.
Yeah.
So I guess the highlight was the secret that one of the guys had slept with 106 women.
Oh,
that was a shocker.
It was Matt, right? Matt had slept with...
It was Matt.
Over 100 women.
I'm not shocked, honestly. If you look at all of them, it kind of makes sense. Look at what they all look like.
My question is, Dusty, this is more probably for the girls.
All right, good.
It's a two-part question.
Okay. Two-part question.
Part one, if you found out that the guy you were seeing had slept with that many people, would it turn you off? And B, well, part two...
Mm.
Do you think it's weird to keep tally of how many girls you've had sex with?
Okay.
I think part B is the more intriguing part because what is he
Shelley's keen on it.
On this? Like, has he got a book stashed away? I don't believe this
so
iCloud
what he,
crap.
Yeah,
like,
so he's got a number in his notes in his iPhone that he might sleep with a girl on the weekend and then come Tuesday, like, oh, I've got to update the tally to 101 now. I have a friend who does this and when he hit 101... We all put 101 Dalmatians on his Facebook wall to celebrate.
That's cute.
And then he hit 102 and I was like,
now what?
This is now disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, there's a turning point.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that the issue starts with having the thing, keeping tally in your iPad.
I feel like I'm a hypocrite.
I was going to say, did you not say that you do?
I don't have how many people I've had sex with, but I've had how many people I've kissed with. Because I'm a little Virgin Mary, hence the name. But
a little bit like Cartier.
Yeah, I'm a Cartier, literally.
Okay.
But I've got on my name from high school, in my notes, how many people I've hooked up with. So I would be judging. I would be a hypocrite if I said that's weird. But it is weird. You can't deny saying who you've hooked up with is just odd. I've stopped now because I honestly couldn't tell you.
I think I'm with you though. When I was about 13, 14, I did the exact same
thing. He's too old for it.
Absolutely.
And he's like, I'm going to record everything so when someone catches me out, I can whip this out and show them.
He's damaged. Dustin, what do you think? Two-part question. A, do you know the number off the top of your head? And B, do you keep a tally?
I don't know the number off the top of my head. I think every guy, though, has gone through that point where they've gone and tried to count or, go back.
Mm-hmm.
I know guys that know their number 100%. And I think that girls would be very surprised at the numbers that guys are throwing out.
Well, it's the rule of three.
So you listen to this guy's number and... Personally, it doesn't surprise me that a good-looking guy like that at that age has that kind of number. And I think that girls downplay their number, usually.
Well, again, it is the rule of three. So they say the rule of three is women will downplay theirs. So multiply their number by three and that's the correct number. Men will over-exaggerate. So divide their number by three and that's the correct number. So he's saying 106. Oh. It might be more like 35.
That's so true. Maybe that's Vanessa is the real culprit here. Who knows?
maybe Cardi has slept with three people then, and that's her actual number.
On Vanessa, do we think she had a leg, well, not a leg to stand on, but do we think she had a right to be cranky about the situation last night?
I think her biggest thing was don't lie, and then he tried to backtrack and made this silly lie, but he literally caught. And my big thing is I hate when boys do the whole, like, she's getting all angry because of my iCloud. I was like, okay, the iCloud wasn't the issue. It was the fact that you did a little white lie, then backtracked. Like, the issue is the lie, not the iCloud.
And then he made it worse by moving the problem into, like, a different subject.
Should she even care about the number? That they've been in the villa for 4 days and the number comes out.
What does she have
to be angry about?
Yeah,
it's not
I'm
like he hid it behind. Like, you've been there for 3 days. What's the first thing you're going to say? Hey, my name's Matthew and I've slept with 106 girls.
I think she's stupid for getting cranky. I think you've known this dude for 3 or 4 days. You aren't looking for a long-term partner. You're looking to win $50,000. Let's be honest. Let's be really honest and transparent about what these people are doing in that show.
Yes.
They are there to win money and to win followers to become influencers.
Yeah. Exactly.
They are not there to meet their partners because they're... Cartier's 19 years old. I guarantee she's not looking for a husband.
She's the same age as us.
Although she has come out and said that she is there to find her husband.
Yeah.
And she has her baby names ready.
I call bullshit.
She's 19.
Do we think it's a
Mary,
stage?
How old are you?
19. We're 19. Both 19.
Are you ready to get married?
Oh, absolutely not.
Do you have baby names?
No. Some of my best friends have middle names, like everything sorted, but I'd... Do I even want kids? Who knows? I'm 19 years old. I don't have my life set out in front of me.
Just on day by day and then we're good.
Yeah.
When I was 19, I was worrying about what I was going to drink this weekend and that was about it.
I got that all planned. Like, I'm good to... I know what I'm doing this weekend.
You've got the goon and the orange juice ready.
The type of whiskey and that's it.
Yeah, literally.
Ooh, fancy.
But mine's like Ruskov vodka, so it's not as good as Shelley, but
that's
fine.
Can I move away from Vanessa and Matt for a second and focus on our Perth guy, Jared and Cassie?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden... He turned into a clip-on koala.
Yeah.
It was like, pretty bang, obvious. I've got my girl now. And it was like hands all around and all over her and rubbing her leg and kissing her. And he was like, this is mine. I'm pissing on you because this is mine. I've marked my territory. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm allowed to say pissing, but let's go. I'm peeing on you. I'm going to, hang on, edit point. I'm peeing on you. I've marked my territory.
I'm not a big Gerard fan.
Jared.
Really? Jared.
Don't spell it like that.
What is with the names in this?
Okay,
Jared. You have Owen, Ian.
Jared is so dull and he will come, oh God, I feel bad because I kind of know the guy. Mm-hmm. He is about to come out of his shell.
He's your cousin.
My ex. No, I'm joking. He's not my ex. He is about to come out of his shell and become a bit like full on and really in Cassie's face and she is going to run for the hills.
She'll be going back to Adam again?
Yeah.
Probably. But again, now that you've said Adam, which I know off mic you said...
Yeah.
You can say what you said about Adam.
Yeah, he's my favourite because he's one, the ugliest, the most achievable, and B, he's like the funniest in the group.
He's the funniest that's ever been on Love Island. I haven't seen any.
Do you think?
UK version,
I don't think he's that funny.
He's funnier than last season.
That's a big statement. That's a big statement. Oh,
we make big statements on this show.
I don't know. I've watched all of the UK, so I couldn't say Love Island UK, but out of Love Island Australia, I'd probably say he's top three.
Okay.
I can't recall the last
favourite moment from last night. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but he turned to Cartier and said, wait, you've had sex, right? And her face was like, yeah, I've had sex. He's like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I think a honest lot of people would have been wondering about that.
Honest question. She came in here, the Virgin Mary or, you know, all about religion.
One and done.
So everyone wanted to know that. So.
Yeah. I'm glad he asked it before, like it had to be one of the topics on Twitter or something in one of the
it
next challenges.
It was probably
challenges.
A sweet gesture, you know, whiffing her aside as opposed to just in the middle.
Truth or dare. It could have come out in the first night, really, when they were playing Truth or Dare.
Maybe he's nicer than we think. Maybe he's not a bad boy.
I love him.
He'd definitely cheat
he's
on you.
So
sorry, look at him.
He would never call you back.
No.
Something else that I found so ridiculous last night.
Guy.
Maurice. Oh. His secret was my doppelganger, my celebrity doppelganger is Brad Pitt.
Way to toot your own horn.
Yeah.
I am sorry. Yes, you're hot. Yes, you are. You have a beautiful face. As long as you don't speak. But my God, Brad Pitt is in a whole nother league to you,
You
Maurice.
Should never be able to talk about your own double ganger or comparing yourself with someone of any higher stature.
Absolutely not.
It makes you look like a
It makes you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
He's a moron. He's a flog for one.
Yeah.
And he's a moron. Brad Pitt and him. Oh,
I don't know the way he talks as well. It's
and
just
he
weird.
It's so obvious that he's suddenly gravitating towards Cynthia because when the other one runs
kind
off,
of in the corner.
Like,
yeah, because Cynthia's irrelevant.
Callie, did I call that yesterday?
You did. 100%.
I said he's going to go towards Cynthia because no one's showing her love and that's a way to stay in the villa.
On Cynthia, we have to retract something we said yesterday.
Which part?
I'm doing retractions every day because I keep saying
things. Was it something I said or
no,
you said?
No, we said Cynthia was going for Jared yesterday.
Yes.
She wasn't. She was going for Maurice. Maurice
Facts.
And her were having conversations.
You are correct on
so
that.
So to those that listened yesterday and were getting frustrated and yelling at the phone or whatever you're listening to this on, yes, I'm aware it's Maurice and not Jared.
Have you heard a more boring conversation than Cynthia and Sam when they were talking about comparisons?
Are you more tropical?
Are you more tropical?
That's not even the question.
Is that the same thing?
That's not the
tropical
question.
Or beach?
It's supposed to be like, are you a snow person or a beach person? Yeah. They didn't even do the right question. Right. That's
tropical
how boring they are.
Tropical and beach is the same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
But the best part was when they actually, he answered it and he said, I think I'm tropical. And they went,
and
that's a good question.
Is it?
And then he forgot to ask her for a little bit. There was dead silent. And then he finally goes, you? So,
yeah.
What are you?
But did you hear his follow-up comparison question? Library or nightclub?
Yeah.
And both like, here in Perth. Both here in Perth. Shout out to Library Nightclub. Love you.
Done some of my best work there. Let me tell you.
But she calls him out straight away and goes, well, that's a bit weird.
Yeah. No holding back.
You did also just compare beach and tropical.
Yeah,
so, Cynthia, you're not the smartest egg in the freaking in the bunch
I'm
of
not
the
smartest
dozen.
Egg of Jaren's dozen.
Smartest egg in the bunch of dozen.
Toolish. Sharpest tool in the shed.
Lightest.
Yeah. You know what?
I mean, brightest light.
Yeah.
I tried to go out on a limb and try something new there. It didn't really work.
I mean, maybe you belong on Love Island.
Yeah.
Let's talk intruders.
Okay.
Phoebe
and Anna and Phoebe
Anna.
Heading in. They went in at the end of last night's episode. Anna is going to cause a stir. All the boys went, whoa. And Matt honestly went, okay, screw this. Vanessa's causing me drama over here.
Yeah.
There's two new girls. And Vanessa's face was like,
oh God.
What have I done? I got angry too early.
That would be me. I'd put my foot in it and then intruders would come in and I'd go, oh, I'm no comparison. Like, just put me. Sophie, come in. Send me out. I'll swim home. Don't worry about me. Like, I know it.
Did you guys hear the kind of controversy about Matt and the fact that he had already DM'd?
Yeah, he
was one of the intruders.
Wow.
Was this before casting or? Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if it was before casting, but 2 weeks prior, he reckons, he DM'd Anna and just hit her with the flame emojis. Like,
like a react to
probably
story?
On like a bikini pic
well,
or something.
Well, they're both
I'm
from
guessing.
Melbourne, aren't they? And Melbourne's like, it's like Perth. The dating scene in Melbourne is a very small pool.
Beautiful people hang out with beautiful people.
Yeah. Beautiful people.
And then the uglies have to hang out with the uglies.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't.
Wait, quick question. Which one's the one of the intruders that looks like Shelley?
Anna, she was wearing the pink bikini.
Okay.
And she's got one of the best bodies I've ever seen.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I did creep her Instagram and, yeah, there's quite a few photos with no tops on.
Oh,
yeah. Really?
Something I find interesting, and it's pushing to tonight's episode. I watched the promo.
Mm-hmm.
The new girls, Anna and Phoebe, have kind of said who they're vibing on. And both of them said Owen.
Yes.
Why is everyone into Owen or
it's
Ian or Owen?
Accent.
Whatever his bloody name is.
I think it's the accent. I think that's something that gets them going because...
Is there an accent there? Is there an accent there? It's so like, is it here? Is it not there?
It's
like,
a bit
I'm
Aussie,
like,
yeah.
At least put it on a little bit. Like, we need it.
Well, he's got Jesse, the blonde with the breast augmentation.
Yes.
the big boobs. You can say that.
He's got Cartier, the virgin.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Anna, our version of Shelley in Love Island,
the
intruder, and Phoebe, the psycho intruder. He's got four out of the, eight girls wanting to partner up with him.
Is it because he's tall?
Yes.
I think the abs have a lot to do with it as well.
He looks like old mate from Braveheart. What's his name?
Who's in Braveheart? That was...
You know, never take our lives.
Yeah.
But that was...
But they will never take like, oh,
now we're all going to sound
Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
I knew. I was just.
Yeah, thanks. She just needed a quick one line.
That's role playing.
Yeah, I think he looks like him.
Well, I think you're
I know
an
he's
idiot.
Irish, but Chuck a kilt on.
Okay, well, day one, we kind of spoke about Owen and his looks, and we've since changed our opinions. But yes. What do you guys think of Owen? On a scale of 1 to 10, where are we at?
I'm low-key shocked, other than his butt. Prawn.
Prawn?
Got it. I've got
really?
It.
That's
prawn.
Exactly what Callie actually said, episode one.
Yeah,
shall
prawn.
We?
Okay, when he first walked in, my mouth dropped because I thought he's not as good-looking as I was expecting from all the reactions and the ads. But then when I heard him speak and his mannerisms...
Shelley likes a foreigner.
I do take an foreign, Irish though. Accent.
He's not really Irish, no. Guys. Come on. He just has some Irish descent and they have just moved on that and said Irish. He's an Australian dude.
If he was Australian...
He is Australian.
Not as good looking, but like
he is Australian.
No, but if he was Aussie accent,
like Dusty, is he Australian? Is he American?
American.
Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows
but when I get my American accent, oh yeah, that gives me. I probably get it a couple digits up.
You
know what I mean?
Every now and then, Dusty.
He hits that 106.
No, but honestly, I think it is. If you look at all the guys that are on the show, besides Matthew, everyone else has a similar body shape.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? If you cut their heads off, all could be the same. He comes in. Bigger built, long hair, a little bit more scruffy.
You're 100% right. Tarzan-y, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yes.
I think maybe that's what they did.
Everyone wants to swing through the rainforest.
Tarzan,
with,
me,
you know,
Jane.
Yeah, let me be your Jane.
I have another question.
Yes.
I mean, it's full of it's question time. Today.
Question yeah, away.
Again, for the promo for tonight's episode, Jessie is cranky that the girls, the intruders, are vibing on Owen.
Yes.
She turns around and says,
girl code.
It's girl code. But does girl code count in a situation like this? You've known each other for 4 days.
I think it builds. Girl code in there would be... It also depends on your morals and, like, what you're actually
but
wanting
out of
it.
But think about what this
you're
show
on Love
is.
Island. You've
think
got no
about
morals.
This show is...
Girls attacking girls
well,
and guys attacking
people
guys.
People swapping...
Yeah.
...to get a public vote and to make sure that you're not sent off the... out of the villa... to guarantee a spot in the final to then have a public vote. The show is about swapping partners. You've already swapped partners.
Yeah.
So how can you preach girl code?
I think it's a cop-out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like going to a swingers party and being pissed that your wife is sleeping with another man.
Yeah, exactly.
Dustin knows all about swingers.
I've never been to a swingers party. I used to want to go to one, but now I'm like, no, keep me away. I can't even handle one woman. Now I do. Jeez.
I just feel like I would be the sook as well. Like, I'll put my hand up and say it. I'd be the one that's like, no, like, I agree with what you're all saying, but as a sookie person, I'd probably be like, oh, yeah, girl code, but really I'd be like,
a
just pick
D.
Yeah, like, I shotgun
D. Oh, I'd fight
him.
A bitch.
Yeah.
I would fight a bitch in a heartbeat.
Yeah, see, I'm too scared. I'd sit back and like, okay, you've got him. Oh,
well, I think
guess.
Owen's probably right now in the best position.
Oh, definitely.
Of anyone
definitely.
In the show.
Who is in the worst, do you think, of the
Cynthia.
Boys? Of the boys.
Adam.
You know what, though?
Maurice, yes.
Maurice, absolutely.
Not Sam? He's getting no screen time and he's
oh my God, you know what? I just went, who's Sam? I actually just thought, who's Sam?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So he is Cynthia's current partner.
However.
It is a female leaving.
It's a female leaving.
So do we think Maurice is going to put his attention on Cynthia tonight? Or
Maurice
do we think,
is bunny hopping and I think he's going to get called out real soon.
Do we not think an intruder is going to go Maurice though? Because Maurice is pretty. Like he's good looking.
Yeah, but then when you get to know him, it's like bang. Right.
DJ Sam, he's the DJ, isn't he? DJ Sam who pretends he DJ'd for Justin Bieber. Not buying that.
DJ Sam is hot, so do not speak badly of
my
boyfriend.
I feel like he's just not going to make it. Like, he's definitely on the way out. Yeah. Like you said, he's not getting any screen time.
I didn't even
But also, he's with Cynthia, so...
Cynthia would bail,
I don't
bail,
blame...
Though.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, it's interesting. I think that the female that will get kicked out is Cynthia. I think... But the two intruders will get their men and Cynthia's out.
This is my thought. Jessie, okay... She has put herself in a bad situation because she swapped very early, not by choice, but now she's with the guy that everyone wants,
yes.
And she's not the best looking one in there.
Rookie mistake.
She's not bad though.
Cynthia, I'm going to call a spade
I've done an Adam. You're bad.
I'm going to call a spade a spade. She's not going out because she's the only black person on the show, so she's not getting taken out this early. I'm just producing the show here as a producer.
Yeah. I don't think it's as heavily...
I don't disagree. But
I don't think it's as heavily produced as you think it is. I mean, it's cut and it's heavily edited.
Yes.
But I don't think the producers have much say in who's picking who.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If they did, they would have split Eden and Aaron last year.
Yes.
Oh, that's they would have true.
I kind of agree with that because I've only heard about that today.
You have no
idea. I was
idea.
Being told about it.
Why
I was being
agreeing?
Told about that today, about them. So that's why the only reason I know about that. But I think that Jessie is going home. Personally,
really? No.
I just think she's put herself in a bad situation. She's swapped early. Now Owen's going to go and go with probably one of the intruders because I'm not going to lie, they're hotter. And now who is going to switch and go to Jessie after Maurice has already been with her and Owen's been with her? She's a little bit of damaged goods when there's new people around.
And true. The new girls can't get kicked out either.
No, I like that this is coming from a man's perspective. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that fact. Let's wrap it up with something new. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
A moment, a good moment, a bad moment, an ugly moment from each of us from last night.
All right, who's going first here?
Okay.
Mary.
All right. Mary, let's do it.
Let's start with the good because we'll get that out of the way, the boring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say good moment is when we found out Cardia had sex with someone. Bingo. Glad yes. to see that happen. Bad moment was the awkward, like, moment when they were trying to say, like, comparison, like we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And the ugly moment is when old mate Jesse called Owen Ian.
Twice.
Not just once. If
Double
you checked
time.
Out the Instagram promos.
Hey, we're all over
twice.
The Instagram, guys.
And it was just, it was sad as well because it was one of those, she didn't even realise until all the boys went, who's that?
Well,
who's that?
Even Owen himself stuck his hand out like, I'm your partner.
Yeah,
so
it's embarrassing.
I'm with you, Dustin. I think he's definitely choosing someone else.
Yeah, 100%.
Because your own partner can't even, like, that is like my boyfriend going, hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'd be like, whoa, dude, what?
Yeah,
I've
who are you talking to?
Never said dude in my life. By the way, that just, anyway, Shelley,
who we got? Good, bad, and the ugly.
I think a good moment was how Vanessa got really angry, what's his
Matt?
Name? With Matt, but then quickly retracted when she realised the intruders were coming in. I thought that was good to see. I like a bit of spice and I like to see her guards up.
Mm-hmm.
Bad moment was when Maurice just consistently flipping between girls because he knows he's going to get copped out. And mm-hmm. then when he gets interviewed, he pulls back and he's like, nah, I was feeling a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take that.
Matt,
that's
were
bullshit.
You?
And the ugly moment... Oh, there were so many, I think.
This is Love Island.
I was going to say, the ugly moment was the Owen and the Ian.
Yeah.
But
you can have the same.
Dinner.
You can have the same bad one. You can
Absolutely.
Have the same bad.
I'm just going to call it ugly moment, library or nightclub. I just couldn't watch it.
Yes.
It was cringeworthy.
Yeah, sorry.
Callie Borg.
I got two good moments. I'm all about the love here.
Oh, really?
Good
I
moment.
I thought it was called Money Island. Instagram Island.
Good Follower moment. Island.
Influencer Island. Good moment for me was Owen ditching the game to go and make out with Jessie. It was a really nice little moment of,
cute.
F the game, I want to hook up with my girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sam, whoever he made out with, oh my God, it almost turned me on. He looks like an amazing kisser.
Yeah, he did.
He does.
That was one of the hottest random kisses I've ever... I said to my boyfriend, I would like to kiss him.
Can we rewind
what did Chris,
that?
And what did Chris say to that?
You're not good enough for love. My bad moment was Jesse calling Owen Ian because... moron.
Yeah.
And the ugly was Jared becoming a creepy little koala the second Cassie gave him an in.
Aww.
And he is only going to get worse. Dusty, good, bad, and ugly.
All right. My good moment goes to Owen, sweet talker,
mm-hmm.
when he was talking about, what was he saying? He said he was talking about sleeping next to her.
And
the fact that they fit so perfectly.
Oh.
And then when he woke up and I was like, all right, this guy knows.
Yeah, like Tetris, he said, like Tetris.
Yeah.
Tetris.
Yeah. He used some good words. I was like, mate, this guy.
This guy knows. He is such a player.
So that was my good moment. The bad moment goes to the bloody beach or tropical reference. Like,
how can you not?
You're wasting my time. And then the ugly moment actually goes to Adam with his analogy of a relationship. I don't know if you heard it.
Ugly moment.
Relationship. A relationship is like a fart. If you have to force it, it's probably beep.
Yeah.
Poo.
Yeah.
But the other word, so.
But seeing Adam, I think Adam's jokes are going to get old. I love him now. He's going to be very memeable, but... Mm. Let's see how it goes.
All right. Well, let's check in. We'll check in tomorrow after these intruders have really put their paws on the
let's
man in the house.
Let's see who joins you and I tomorrow, Dusty.
I know, right? Every day it just changes. It's really exciting like that.
It's like Love Island, baby.
Oh, you never know who you're going to get.
Sophie. Let's get Sophie.
She actually looked great in her Chanel dress that she was wearing.
That's his good side moment. Note. See you tomorrow. Yeah. Heidi's Hagen Peace.